This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says nuclear negotiations with North Korea will resume quickly following the collapse of President Donald Trump's summit with Kim Jong-un on Thursday. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more on the abrupt end.
Trump told a news conference Kim wanted all sanctions against North Korea lifted in exchange for a partial dismantling of its nuclear program. But that was not sufficient.
Always have to be prepared to walk.
Asked whether he is willing to try again at a third summit, Trump replied, no such meeting is planned, but he is hopeful. An agreement can be reached eventually. Steve Herman, VOA News, Hanoi.
President Trump's former lawyer returned to Capitol Hill Thursday for closed-door questioning after publicly branding his former boss a racist and a con man. Michael Cohen is speaking privately to the House Intelligence Committee. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the president's reaction to Wednesday's testimony.
The president says Cohen lied a lot.
He didn't lie about one thing. He said no collusion with the Russian hoax.
What Cohen actually said was he's not aware of any direct evidence about collusion, but has his suspicions.
I was a little impressed by that, frankly. He could have gone all out. He only went about 95% instead of 100%.
The president says he watched as much of what he called a fake hearing as he could, slamming Democrats for holding it while he was in Vietnam. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Cohen pleaded guilty last year to lying to Congress and will report to prison for a three-year sentence in May. The U.S. won a World Trade Organization ruling Thursday that China subsidized its wheat and rice producers too much in recent years. This comes amid intense trade talks between Washington and Beijing. President Trump cited progress on Sunday in postponing what would have been a sharp increase in U.S. duties. This is VOA News. Pakistan will release the Indian fighter pilot captured after his plane was shot down earlier this week in the disputed Kashmir region. Prime Minister Imran Khan made the announcement Thursday. Soldiers are fighting along the so-called line of control. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
India's army says Pakistani soldiers are targeting nearly two dozen Indian forward points with mortar and gunfire. A military official calls it an unprovoked violation of the 2003 ceasefire accord between the two nations. He says Indian soldiers are responding to ongoing Pakistani attacks along the highly militarized de facto frontier. World powers have called on the nations to de-escalate the tensions gripping the contested Kashmir region since a February 14 suicide bombing killed over 40 Indian troops. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The United Nations Security Council is set to vote Thursday on dueling U.S. and Russian resolutions on controlling the turmoil in Venezuela. The U.S., which leads the 50-nation support for interim President Juan Guaido as the legitimate leader, is calling for adoption.